DEI. That is his nemesis.
DEI is would have ruined our country, and now it's dead.
Where people are hired based on their skills and not the color of their skin.
Donald Trump makes his grand return to the White House by pushing to end DEI programs. The controversial move has divided opinions across the U.S. To understand these differing views, we interviewed Gen Z college students in this episode of Iron Triangle.
Welcome back to Iron Triangle, a weekly podcast that hopes to easily break down and talk about the latest news coming out of Washington.
This week, Donald Trump's administration signed an executive order to discard of DEI programs, calling them radical and wasteful.
This change affects not only the federal government, but also big companies like Amazon, Meta, and Walmart. So now you might be wondering, what actually is DEI?
Well, DEI stands for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. These programs aim to create a fair and diverse work environment for people of all backgrounds. It focuses on helping people who have been excluded, like ethnic and sexual minorities, as well as disabled individuals. These people have historically faced discrimination when trying to apply for jobs, and have oftentimes been excluded from positions of power based on their status as minorities.
Nonetheless, these decisions haven't come without controversy. Some people believe it harms minority communities, while others think it helps remove discriminatory practices. To explore this topic further, we talked to college students to get their perspectives.
First, we have Amir El-Mishigba from Michigan.
So personally, I think DEI isn't really something that like workplaces should have in general. So I think like hiring based on like something that's not like, you know, based on your skill or your value that you bring to a company, if you're like hired based on anything but your skill, I feel like that's kind of like unfair to all the other applicants.
Next, we spoke with Reggie Harris from New York State.
To be honest, I'm not that surprised considering, you know, Donald Trump and what he stands for. And we're so quick to scrap like a lot of the DEI and other inclusionary programs because I don't know, to me, like it was very clear from the jump that those programs were for the sake of having those programs and because it was the politically correct thing to do, not because those companies genuinely cared about diversity.
Reggie is part of a student organization that works to empower Black students on college campuses. He shared his experience at a job fair after companies rolled back DEI programs.
Like even now, I'm a part of an organization called the National Society of Black Engineers, and we have a yearly conference for the career fair. And after that article came out, the amount of companies that were going, like the list was basically cut in half. As a Black man, or just as a Black person in general in this country, you kind of have the expectation that you're going to have to work twice as hard to get the same positions, the same type of respect.
Many, like Reggie, feel the rollback of DEI is a setback for minority communities. They believe it makes it harder for people of color to get the same opportunities as their white counterparts.
To add another layer to this discussion, we have Jalen from Texas, who shared his views on DEI amid the current right-wing shift in the U.S.
You're not going to get a yes or no out of me because, like, it's real nuanced, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it depends how. Because, like, a lot of companies now, they don't care what your skin color is. It just depends, you know, what you've done.
After hearing this college student's perspectives, the question of DEI or no DEI still remains. Opinions vary widely in today's America, which is why we want to hear from you, the listener. Share your thoughts on DEI at our social, at Iron Triangle Podcast.
Thanks to our interviewees and listeners. Next week, we'll cover the NTSB investigation into the plane crash in Washington, D.C., and the recent increase in plane crashes across America. Until next time, this has been Iron Triangle.